Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I'm your host, Andrea Corona, senior editor here at Pharma Manufacturing, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, our podcast that goes beyond the pages of the magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From exciting trial data to product recalls, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about the good news. Antibiotic resistance continues to be one of the leading causes of death worldwide. In a hopeful update, GlaxoSmithKline has announced encouraging outcomes from its EAGLE-1 Phase 3 trial of gepotidacin, a novel oral antibiotic designed for the treatment of uncomplicated urogenital gonorrhea in adolescents and adults. The trial, which involved around 600 patients, showed that the antibiotic was nearly as effective as the current treatment regime, achieving 92.6 success rate compared to 91.2 for the standard treatment. The antibiotic, developed through a collaboration between GlaxoSmithKline and BARDA, targets bacterial DNA replication with a unique mechanism that disrupts two key bacterial enzymes. In addition to gonorrhea, the antibiotic is being developed for uncomplicated urinary tract infections, showing promising results in other phase 3 trials. Notably, it outperformed the standard regime in EAGLE-2 and EAGLE-3 trials, marking it as potentially the first new class of oral antibiotic for UTIs in over two decades. Originally planning for rolling a regulatory submission by June 2023, the company now anticipates a decision by 2025. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Adaptimmune Therapeutics has announced the termination of its potential $3 billion strategic collaboration with Genentech, which was initially formed in September of 2021 to develop allogeneic cell therapies for various cancer treatments. Under the terms of the agreement, Adaptimmune had received a $150 million upfront payment and was poised to receive an additional $150 million over 5 years, alongside with possible R&D, regulatory, and commercial milestones exceeding $3 billion plus royalties. According to a recent SEC filing by Adaptimmune, Genentech has decided to end the collaboration effective in 180 days, with Adaptimmune having already received $35 million in milestone payments on top of the initial upfront payment. Despite the termination of this partnership and the associated development obligations, Adaptimmune remains committed to progressing its primary therapy candidate, afami-cel, an autologous T-cell therapy for advanced synovial sarcoma, pending FDA approval with a regulatory action date of August 4th of this year. Now, let's talk about the ugly. Endo internationally and its subsidiary, Par Pharmaceutical, have expanded their voluntary recall to include 7 lots of treprostinil injection of 20 milligrams and 20 milliliters due to potential silicone contamination. This drug, intended for treating pulmonary arterial hypertension, can cause severe health risks including irritation, swelling, and potentially life-threatening blockages if administered. No adverse effects have been reported yet. The recall affects lot distributed nationally to wholesalers and hospitals from June 16, 2022 to August 7, 2023. PAR is now coordinating product returns with INMAR and advises discontinuation of use and distribution. Consumers and healthcare providers can report problems to the FDA's MedWatch program. This recall is being conducted under FDA oversight. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our following episode. I'm Andrea Corona, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.